I listened to classical music on KBU a little bit a while ago, but just came across the internship online when I was looking for some different opportunities. I was in sales before this and was kind of looking to transition, and so KBU kind of fit the bill for an internship that would offer quite a eclectic type of experience. You know, I could get my hands on a lot of different things, so it's been really fun so far.
Right. And so as part of our social media team, what are some of the things you've been doing?
Yeah. Well, like, you quickly find out at KBU that, you know, no one is doing one thing. Everyone's kind of has their hands in a little bit of everything. And it's a little intimidating at first. You see kind of, you know, Jenka, for example, who's kind of we report to directly. I mean, she's building the website. Yeah, teaching classes, doing the social media. I mean, it's very impressive. And so we kind of have been getting to do a little bit of everything on the social media side. Marketing, we kind of, I came in right as the Kickstarter was just getting underway. So I was able to get a little bit of the planning organization side, but really kind of just jumped in head first with that and was trying to help out as much as I could. And we were really handling mainly just the...
various social media.
Yeah, just trying to get the word out about it.
Right. Every day.
Yeah, every day. It was a long process.
It was. Phil, let's learn a little bit about you. How did you come to KBU, and what are your thoughts about our community so far?
Well, I didn't listen to KBU even more than Nick. I'm from Ireland.
KBU, they don't play KBU in Ireland.
Only on the weekends.
Only on the weekend. Right. Well, now they know there's KBU.fm, so they can listen all the time.
So I came over here. I'm here for a year on a graduate visa from Ireland. Shout out.
Yes.
I came over here and I was looking, you need to get an internship with the visa I'm on. Mm-hmm. So I saw the internship online, came in, it seemed great, met Jenka, and just kind of introduced the whole place, and it's a unique place.
Yeah.
I think the best story of just the people here, like every day somebody new is giving someone a tour, but you've never seen the person giving the tour.
Right.
There's just so many people.
How do you know this place?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah, because it's like over 500 of us volunteers who come in and do programming. And yeah, there's like a small amount of us who are paid staff and who are here on or interns and who are here on a daily basis. But yeah, absolutely. That's a really actually cool vignette of KBU that you just shared. Yeah. Do you have community radio in Ireland? I'm originally from France and we don't have something similar. Do you know if there's a concept like this?
I think so. Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't be that experience with it, knowledgeable about it, but I think there certainly are, you know, there's small radio stations that would be like completely speaking Irish, speaking Gaelic, at least, and I think they'd be mainly volunteer powered. I don't know exactly how similar it is to here, completely volunteer powered, but
once you go back, you'll need to investigate and write us to tell us, because that sounds fascinating, because if they are using it for like, you know, cultural identity, that's really exciting to hear.
And if not, I will start my own.
Ah, that's great. Yeah, that's really great. So both of you, Nicholas, did you have any experience with radio? Were you intimidated with the fact that this internship was at a radio station? Because you've also learned other things than doing the social media stuff.
Yeah, no. It has been, like I said, a little bit of everything. And I had no experience with radio and actually hadn't really no prior interest in radio other than just, you know, listening to different podcasts and different segments. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, so I was a little apprehensive, but KBU does a good job of, I mean, like I said, there's a lot of people working here, but everyone is willing to help, which is nice. I've been able to do things like just get in the air room and see how that works and see how the programs are running from kind of the behind the scenes part to writing headlines for News at Noon. I'll do some of that. So it's been a full experience.
And you're doing some audio editing too.
Yeah, audio editing. I'm into photography and kind of doing some of the video editing. So I'm getting to work on that. And there's always a lot going on here. So there's a lot of content, which is nice.
Did you do audio editing before?
Oh, no, I never had. No,
you never had. Because you're like already doing like multi-track layering audio. I saw you this afternoon.
Yeah. Jenka's she's a good teacher.
She is a good teacher, right?
And I think she's probably been pretty self-taught because she teaches in a way of, you know, someone that has had to kind of teach themselves. Yeah. So, yeah, that's just one more thing. I kind of, you know, anything I can get out of this internship, the more the better.
Right. And that's kind of like what was the whole concept behind the Kickstarter, which was to be building a city of media makers. And you've become a media makers in the process of it, which is really awesome to
hear. Absolutely.
Yeah. So how about you, Phil? Did you have experience with radio, interest whatsoever?
No experience. I had interest only in the sense that I love podcasts and music and everything. But I'd listen to more, you know, Spotify rather than a radio. But and I am about being intimidated. I'm currently intimidated by being on the air.
You're live. Everybody can hear you.
Yeah. But no, it's been great going in and learning all about it and running how to, you know, run the boards and all this stuff. This is stuff that I didn't know, especially when I applied for the internship. I was applying for a social media role, and now suddenly we're doing all these other stuff and learning how all this, the kind of medium that I was interested in, how it actually works and learning how to do it. So it's cool.
It's pretty cool because you realize then it really is accessible. You know, it really is like at your fingertips, and then Kabu becomes like a place, a resource where you can access the software and the equipment in order to make high quality content. Yeah, that's awesome. So I wanted to talk a little bit more social media for a minute because, you know, I don't know that all of our listeners are really sold on the whole concept of social media. I have to say that most days I wake up thinking about deleting my Facebook account. That's most people, I think. So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about, you know, because you are also trying to build a professional career in that field. So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the role social media plays for you and how you see it actually being a career opportunity for you. Nicholas?
Well, I think I guess the most intriguing part is that there's a lot of different opportunities. For me, it kind of evolved out of just a natural love for photography. I mean, I think just to touch a little bit on what you said about the dangers of social media, I think it's kind of it's about how you use it, and there's obviously wrong and right ways. But this has been a really good opportunity to kind of see how social media can be used in like a number of different ways. I mean, before, my experience had been mainly just kind of recreationally, you know, putting up photos and even things like that, but I'd never really been involved in much of a full-scale campaign like for the Kickstarter that we were running, which actually had real goals, and it had, if anything, it was just it meant more because we were relying on it to make money for the station. So I got to see kind of how not with more pressure or anything, but how when it's applied to like a real campaign and applied to real issues and a real need, how I could, I mean, if anything, just use it to kind of get the message out.
Do you feel that you will pursue that further, or is it going to be like a tool? You know, like you say, you're really a multimedia.
You know, I'm not maker. Not really sure. Like I said, I didn't think that I would be working at a radio station doing this, so I never. I'm not going to rule anything
Nicholas
out.
I think Nicholas has dreams now of becoming your radio personality.
He's gonna, I won't rule anything out.
You can have it. Not display. Not yet. Philip, how about you? How is social media has been in your life, and how about professionally? Is that something you're looking into?
Well, originally when the kind of social media boom happened, I was kind of slow to the punch, I guess, just because I didn't like, on a personal level, the kind of people being so addicted to their phones and the social media. And I was kind of always a bit slower than some of my friends when I was growing up, kind of last to get, you know, a Snapchat or something. But
that's okay. That's like a badge of honor at Kabu.
Yeah.
Most people will tell you that.
There's a lot, you know, people are a lot more extreme than me at Kabu now.
Yeah, but some people don't have cell phones here at Kabu.
Yeah. But then obviously it's become such a, you know, integral part of, you know, the world now that you can't escape social media.
Right.
And it's only going to get, you know, it's only going to get bigger and bigger. And so it's such a useful you know, medium that you, it's such a powerful tool, mm-hmm. Especially as we can see, as we saw in the Kickstarter,
right,
how it all kind of came down to social media and the online presence and yeah, it's like, in order to, you know, survive in the business world now, mm-hmm. in a lot of industries, it's all about social media. Mm-hmm. And so I guess career-wise, I don't know if I'm aiming towards, you know, just social media, but right. it's always going to be a useful tool no matter what job, and the mindset of set of it. And it's just interesting, it is a kind of, you know, psychological, I guess, tool as well, because you are trying to, you know, reach people and, right. and trying to get manipulate is too strong a word.
It's marketing, I think, is the word that they use.
Yeah,
it really is a strategy. And I think also, like, as I was trained as the multimedia journalist, and it's become like really clear that in order to have a career as a journalist today, you need to also be able to be super active on social media and be able to, you know, push your work, you know, on social media. So it used to be that, you know, it was someone's job, you know, at a radio station maybe, or at a media company, to like help push stories. And now it's become so like personal. It has to be like done from, you know, the perspective of the person. So yeah, I think you're right. It's going to be, it's a lot about building also our own image and all of that. Yeah. And also employers, I hear, look at your social media a lot.
Yes. Yeah, that's a scary
watch out
prospect.
That is kind of scary.
There's a lot of people now changing their names and right. you know, all this kind of thing going on.
Right. But, yeah. On purpose, try to stay away from it. Yeah, yeah. So I'd love to hear what you are into. Like, we talked a little bit about what brought you here, but, you know, overall, what, you know, makes you happy, what makes you, your life, you know, jazzes you up, you know, every day, and where are you going next? You know, you're going to be here at Cape Verde a little bit longer. How much longer, and what are you doing next? We'll go with you, Philip, because you have lots of fun things.
Lots of fun things, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you're far away from home, that's why it makes it fun.
Interesting.
I think.
Well, in terms of KBO, like, the internship I think I'm on runs through July, I believe. So
that's,
I'll be
awesome.
Here till then anyway, with KBO. And then, well, one thing about, well, I'm obviously here so far away from home. I'm trying to experience as much of Portland and American culture as I can. Been to a couple of Blazers games.
Mm-hmm.
Love the Blazers. although I'm a Cavalier supporter.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I knew Nicholas was going to say something.
I'm trying to, you know, like, Portland has such a unique and individual, you know, identity itself. So I want to, I guess, throw myself into it and, yeah, just try and live like an American, I suppose, for mm-hmm. for a year.
Yeah, that's going to be hard. There's so many ways to be an American. It's good. I like it, but I like the way that you're wanting to, like, seek out all these experiences and just throw yourself into it.
While I'm young.
While you're young. Yeah. That's what you did, the KBOO thing. That's great. That was on your bucket list.
Yeah.
Nicholas, how about you?
Well, I guess in stark contrast to Philip, I've been here. I'm from Portland, and I've
right.
Right outside of Portland, so I've lived here my whole life. So I'm kind of the next step. I'll be running the internship about the same time, mm-hmm. As long as Philip, and then after that,
that's exciting.
Yeah, after that, maybe looking to get out and travel a little more. Okay. So I'm not really sure right now. It's kind of like I said, I'm open to anything. I'll be looking for kind of some jobs and some work. You know, one thing that KBOO has introduced me to is the kind of the news and the media side, mm-hmm. I really, really enjoyed it. Kind of getting every single day. I mean, even if we're just sitting here working at our desks, we have the radio going kind of behind us, and I'm getting to hear about these news stories and all this investigative journalism, and getting to see the people that are taking their time, that are volunteers here, and, you know, staying here till 9 at night to bring these stories to people, and that's pretty inspiring. So lately I've been kind of mulling over the idea of staying in the news media side. I don't know where that'll take me, but that's been kind of something that is just being here for the time that I've been has kind of brought out of me.
Yeah, and with your photography skills, you know, bringing in photojournalism, you know, and being able to tell stories, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. I'd love to be able to hear that. Yeah, we converted some few folks. Yeah, this is how I got caught, man. I went to community radio someday, one day in one place, and here I am 10 years later, still with community radio. So thank you so much for being here, Nicholas and Philip. Thank you for being our interns. Thanks for being on News from the Boo. Thank you all for listening. And What's Life Without Laughter is next.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM. The time is 6 o'clock.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of a benefit for Right to Health on Sunday, March 25th at Mississippi Pizza in Portland. LaRonda Steele, 2-8 The Native, and Strike 9 will be performing as part of the While Rome Burns benefit for Right to Health. Right to Health breaks down barriers to health care by providing mobile health outreach services, workshops, research support, and more. Again, that's a benefit for Right to Health featuring LaRonda Steele, 2-8 The Native, and Strike 9 on Sunday, March 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Mississippi Pizza, 3552 North Mississippi Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. You-